Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and not going to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And they will crumble and they will fall. And for eternity, we wed ourselves to life and to everything good and everything that flows from it.
All right, everybody. Hey, Joseph Gibson broadcasting from Greensboro, North Carolina. How's everybody doing? Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/Joseph Gibson. You want to connect to the link, you can get into the chat room. You want to call in tonight, phone number is 657-383-0616. If you want to listen, that's fine. If you want to get to in touch with me or maybe some of the callers later on, then you press 1, and I surely will connect you, okay? So tonight I posted, you know, the show title up basically, you know. I'm pretty impressed. I want to talk about a couple things, but I want to address the title of the show basically first. You know, a lot of people, some people that I even know doubted Donald Trump, you know. But what he has done, Donald Trump, thus far, he's kept his word. Look what he's done with Carrier. Okay, if none of you know or are paying attention, then I'm mute to you. But I'm not going to explain everything in detail. You should be informed if you're going to listen to this program. Okay, because that's the, you know, the name of this program, Understanding the Times in Which We Live In Today. All right, but look what he did with Carrier, the company Carrier. He, before he has become president, he has already saved over 1,000 jobs in this country, okay? And he promised that on the campaign trail. He said if Carrier moves their company to the country of Mexico, every product they attempt to sell in the United States will have a 35% tax on top of that. Okay? He said he will do that. I remember him saying this on the campaign trail. Well, he closed the deal. Carrier is going to remain in the United States. They will continue with producing their product in the United States. And this is before he is even in office. He's already kept one of his campaign promises. Great sign, folks. This is a great sign. We know the liberal media is analyzing his cabinet picks and blah, 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 and this and that. And, you know, if he picks Mitt Romney for Secretary of the State, blah, blah, you know, they want to analyze it. You know, Trump is a businessman. He is a successful businessman. And what have we talked about on this show? The United States is a corporation. You are bought and sold every day on Wall Street. And we're not going to get into that, what's right or what's wrong here. However, the fact of the matter is the United States is a corporation, okay? And you've been sold into it at birth. It's called your birth certificate. Look up the bank routing numbers in the right-hand corner of your birth certificate, sometimes maybe in the left or upper right. But anyway, you go to any stockbroker, you type those numbers in, you'll see you're being traded with Target, Walmart, or some international corporation. You are trafficking men's souls, like the Bible says. They're trafficking you as we speak. You are a slave, okay? But as good slaves, we want what's best for us. We want a president who's going to allow us to be good slaves. And we want our rights. And we want our liberties like good slaves. Well, Donald Trump promised he was going to make America great again, like Ronald Reagan promised. Now, we all know when Ronald Reagan did what he did, and in the beginning he did what he did, and we know what happened. They put a couple in his chest. They put one in his chest, put one in his, the Brady guy there. What was his name? Brady. That's why they came out the Brady bill, the gun bill there, and there was a couple other shots. I believe a security guard or Secret Service guy was killed too. But anyway, that's irrelevant. And Reagan shut up after that. There was no more of this, you know, these famous speeches he gave. He kind of got what he wanted in a way while he was president. He got his two terms. He got a lot of bills passed through. And he was remembered as a really good president. But when he started snooping around in the wrong places, like, remember the Graves Commission, anyone? Anyone was around back then here on the phone line tonight or in the chat room, the Graves Commission? Okay. The Graves Commission was Ronald Reagan appointing people to investigate where all the gold is supposed to be. That's supposed to be in Fort Knox. Guess what? Fort Knox is empty. There's no gold there. And Ronald Reagan found that out. And there were several other things that happened, of course. We're not going to get into Ronald Reagan because, you know, this is a long time ago. But, of course, we need to learn from history. But you all should know your history. But Ronald Reagan was snooping into places that he shouldn't have been snooping in. Okay? And they tried to kill him. We all know that. And, of course, he kind of yielded a little bit on that. If you remember, the Graves Commission kind of disappeared, if you look back in history. And Ronald Reagan had his, like I said, he has a legacy. He was, I guess you could say, the last great president we had in our generation. But those of you who remember John F. Kennedy has a little-known secret called Executive Order, I believe it's 1100. I may be wrong on that, or 10011. It's been a long time since I looked it up. But that executive order was to abolish the Federal Reserve, okay? And amongst many other things the Kennedy clan was involved in, they were not going to allow this to happen. And you see, John F. Kennedy actually started restoring sound currency, and the abolishment of the Federal Reserve was going to start beginning to take place. Look it up. You can look up what I'm talking about. And John F. Kennedy did something stupid. He decided he was going to have a parade in downtown Texas with a convertible, waving his hand around wide out in the open. And they said, blow his damn head off. Someone typed in the chat room, Executive Order 11110, okay, was issued by President John F. Kennedy on June 4th, 1963. Look it up, guys. Instead of going on Facebook tonight, look up that executive order. Tell me what you find. You'll be horrified. And that is probably, in my opinion, through doing research, the main reason John F. Kennedy's head was blown off. Now, looking at the Zapruder films, I would assume the driver turned around and blew his head off the final shot. That's what it appears. And a lot of videos on YouTube and blah, 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 assume that also the driver turned around and blew his head off. I mean, he was shot obviously somewhere from the grassy knoll first in the throat, and then the driver finished him off by putting one in his temple, or his forehead, excuse me. And that is why Mrs. Kennedy tried jumping out of the car. Why else would... tell me something. You're driving in a convertible with your wife or husband or brother or sister, whatever. You're driving in a convertible. You have a limousine driver driving you, and something happens. Why the hell would you try to climb out of the car and get the hell to, I mean, just try to jump out of the back seat to the back of the car? Why would you run to the back of the car? Frantic. Why? Because someone in front of you was probably pointing a gun at you, right? Common sense. Common sense. That's how I see it anyway. I mean, if someone's pointing a gun at me and I'm unarmed and they're getting ready to kill me, what am I going to do? I'm going to turn around and get the hell out of there. Well, if you look at the Zapruder film, you'll see that. That's what Mrs. Kennedy was trying to do, get the hell out of the damn car. At first, she was like, oh, my God, what happened? Because he was shot in the throat or, you know, what have you, from the grassy knoll. Lee Harvey Oswald didn't. I don't think he ever even hit him. I mean, you know, let's not go into that because he was a patsy. Well, anyway, he was shot, and she was like, oh, my God, what's wrong? What's wrong? You could see it in the film. She's looking at him, what's wrong? And all of a sudden, she looks up, and, oh, my God, she tries to jump out of the back of the car. And then, boom, you could see President Kennedy's head get pushed back. His head was blown back. What would that tell you? Obviously, someone was in front there pointing a gun at her and him. But that's history, and it's buried, old and gone. And someone actually posted in the chat room the Zapruder film in slow motion. And if you look at it in slow motion, from what I'm telling you, it appears the driver is the one that turns around and shoots the president in the head. Okay, he finishes him off. Because if the assassination attempt was unsuccessful, what do you always have in the military? Or, you know, an attempt like this, you have to have someone to do cleanup, you know, if there's a mistake. And I'm just saying, watch the video for yourself, folks. Type it into your computer. Look it up. It's in our chat room right now, the YouTube video. It's there. Click on the link and watch it and tell me what you think. But let's get back to Donald Trump. Donald Trump is making a lot of waves, and we need to pray for his safety. Because if he starts messing around with these money changers, and he starts restoring America to the republic as which it's supposed to be and stands, look out. These bankers and these elitists will not tolerate it. Look, the people have spoken. This is our last understand, folks, this is our last chance. And you need to stand up for Donald Trump and pray for his safety. Pray. And we need to support the decisions he makes. He's a winner. He's a winner. No doubt about it. Do not listen to the mainstream media. Do not. Pay attention to the things he has in mind. He has a $1 trillion stimulus package that will go to the infrastructure of the United States. We're talking about bringing back steel factories, okay? We're talking about rejuvenating coal power plants, okay, that Obama swore he was going to destroy. We're talking about health insurance, where we're going to have competition across state lines, okay? There's not going to be one Obamacare. There's going to be competition. And competition brings what? It brings competition and clarity and honesty to the table, because it gives you a choice to figure out what you want and to choose what is best for you. It gives you a choice. It gives you free will. It gives you liberty to choose. In the current system, you don't have a choice. You don't have much of a choice at all. Okay? So what kind of job has Donald Trump already done? And he isn't even sworn in as president yet. And here he is making a difference already in our country. Hey, hats off to him. We talked about it in the beginning. I was not a Trump supporter. You all remember that. I bashed him, okay? He was not, I did not like him. But after listening to him and keeping an open mind and using common sense, which we lack in this country today, I changed my mind. I mean, it's obvious. I mean, we could see this. We could see what's going on. I mean, we see what's going on in the media today. And they're going crazy. I mean, CNN, they're grasping at straws to destroy Donald Trump. And they have nothing. They have nothing. Nothing to gain. Nothing to get. Nothing to grip on. They're trying to dig up everything they can to slander this man. Instead of, you know what, supporting him and trying to do the best thing we can for this country. Okay? Similar, now let's talk about a localized issue here in Charlotte, North Carolina. We've had some riots here lately again, last night. A police officer was cleared of shooting someone who was holding up a gun, and he disobeyed 11 direct orders to drop the gun. When he pointed the gun at the police officers, they shot and killed him. It's all captured on video, okay? But yet, these jungle bunnies in Charlotte, that's what they are, these degenerates, these millennials who want everything for free and believe $15 an hour should be the minimum wage, okay, are rioting because they feel the police officer was wrong. And look that story up, folks, if you can. I don't want to make that an issue, a big issue on the show tonight. I was just putting that out there in case anyone wants to call in or type in the chat room and make a comment on that. I want a couple callers that just logged in here. Elizabeth Rondo, thank you. I'm glad you finally tuned in. Elizabeth Rondo in Yalesville, thank you. And Bridget, finally tuned in. Thank you very much. And, of course, my usual supporters, I've got Joe and Sebastian, Florida, Mike out in Wisconsin, Bitbanker there, thank you. Even the captain is listening in here on the phone, even though he says he cannot call in, but he's listening. And I have, let's see here, I'm scrolling down. You see, I'm looking at a computer screen that you can't see. Let's see here. We've got about 7 unknown numbers. And if you want to contribute tonight, which I hope you do, hey, your voice will be heard. Press 1. Phone number is 657-383-0616. All you got to do is press the number 1, and I'll let you on the air. Okay? So the phone lines are open. If any of my supporters here want to chip in, you can. You can press 1, but I want to get to another story here that concerns me. Apparently, someone has obtained my debit card information. And this troubled me today. It took up most of my afternoon. And, of course, my bank won't help me. Apparently, someone has obtained my debit card information and paid a DirecTV bill with my debit card, $362. Well, folks, you see, that's my electric bill and my car insurance money. You see, I'm not very well off. You know, I like most of us out there, probably we live dollar to dollar, day for day. Every dollar counts. Well, somebody apparently has obtained this information. I have good reason to believe who I think it is. I have no proof, so I will not give out names because I don't have proof, and that would be wrong of me to slander anyone. But I have good inclination that it's a certain family member. Through the common sense, using common sense, that is, and from the previous address I was living at, they must have obtained my mail and obtained my bank statement and had used my routing number or bank account information to turn on DirecTV at their home, my home, actually. We're allowing someone to stay in our home. Like I said, I'm not giving out any names. And apparently someone has paid the bill on that account, even though I did not want it paid because I was in a contractual dispute. And I actually changed services from DirecTV and are now using Time Warner. However, someone took my account and paid that bill without my permission. Okay? And they did not achieve the goal they wished to achieve, which was to get DirecTV service, because the service is still canceled. I made sure of that tonight. I contacted DirecTV. And DirecTV told me, well, we can't refund you your money. I said, whoa, 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 whoa. Someone has paid a bill, has given you my money without my permission. That is a crime. You have received stolen merchandise, stolen property. You received Federal Reserve notes that are mine that I did not issue you with my permission. And I'm telling you that. And I am willing to swear out a police warrant or a police report to prove to you that this is not a scam, or I'm not trying to get over on anyone. That was my money, and no one had a right to give it to you. You are now in collusion with the thief who stole my debit card information. Oh, sir, I'm going to have to connect you to billing. After 45 minutes of waiting on hold, they connect me to billing, and I have to wait 10 days to get my money back, supposedly, if they so choose to give it back to me, if they find the investigation, you know, in favor of me. However, I will, and I contacted my bank, the Bank of Oak Ridge, North Carolina. I contacted my bank and said, you know, there was a payment made with my account, my debit card information, and I did not authorize that payment, $362. And I'm reporting this as fraud. And you know what my bank told me? Well, you need to contact DirecTV and call them and find out what happened. No, 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 no. Okay? You're my bank. You hold my money in your bank. You are to find out who stole my money. It's your job. You insure my money. Okay? You are supposed to take care of my money and protect it. And you did not do that. And also, it says in my agreement, any charges that I dispute, I shall be refunded. I will be given a provisional credit while an investigation is done. And you're telling me to call DirecTV and run around like a jackass? No. No. This is ridiculous. The bank is supposed to protect you. If I have a contract with you and you give me $5,000 of your money and I tell you, yes, I'm going to issue you a card, you give me $5,000 of your money, I'll put it into my vault, and you'll have access to it as much as you want, and I will insure you and protect you, and if anything happens, don't worry, you're protected. And then something happens. Half of your money's missing. I have your money, but someone took it. Who are you to blame? You're going to blame me, right? I was supposed to be holding on to your money and protecting it, right? And that's what a bank is supposed to do. That's why you put your money into a bank. So it's protected. Because no one wants to stuff $100,000 underneath their bed. If you do, you're an idiot, you know? I mean, well, maybe not. I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, most people don't do that. But, you know, you put it into a bank. And you have access to it during banking hours and banking days. And you're supposed to have zero liability. That's what they promise you. My bank tells me, well, you need to call DirecTV and try to get your money back. No, 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 no. You call DirecTV and find out how they accessed my account. You find out how. You got the technology. You're the billion-dollar bank. I'm just a peon who gave you my little bit of money to hang on to and safeguard. There's the problem, folks. And that's why we need to be careful. Because one day, it's going to be on a larger scale. It's going to be on a very larger scale. It's going to be on a scale so large, they're going to take your money. And you're not going to be able to do nothing about it. So maybe we should pull all our money out of the banks. But that's my problem. I just told you about, and I wanted to share that with everybody tonight. And maybe somebody has some advice out there they can give me. That's what happened. I have an inclination of how this had happened. I'm not going to give any names, of course, because I don't have 100% proof. And I'm not going to slander anybody. But common sense tells me I know what happened. Okay? My mail was delivered to my old residence. They received a copy of my bank statement and my old DirecTV bill. And they wanted to have TV. And I'm allowing someone to reside at my residence because I moved from my former residence to a bigger house. And they must have picked up my mail after they were told not to go into my mailbox. And they opened up my mail and got my account information and decided I want a lot of movie stations. I want DirecTV. And they paid the bill that I did not want to pay because DirecTV was robbing me blind, okay? And they did not give me what I bargained for, so I was in dispute with them. But that's irrelevant. That's another story. Someone decided they were going to take my money and pay a bill that I did not want to pay. That's what I see and what my investigation concurs right now. And I'll keep everyone updated on this because there will be a sheriff's department involved in this and there will be a prosecution on this. I don't care if they're family members or not. They will sit in a jail cell. You're not going to steal from me. I'm sick and tired of it. And we discussed this, folks, about family and friends last week on this program. We need to stop aiding and abetting the criminals in our family. We have too many good people in this family who help each other, who help and do everything they can to help one another, and the bad apples are destroying this family, destroying them. They're devastating them, and we need to put a stop to it. And that goes for the elderly family members out there listening tonight. Stop allowing these younger ones to destroy you. You know, it comes a time where you got to say enough is enough. You know? Enough is enough. How far can you go? How far? Just look at one of my uncles. He was so quick to pull the plug on his mother so he can get that $40,000 and go out and party. You know? When's enough? When is it enough? You got to stop aiding and abetting these people. The best thing for them is to learn the hard way. Anyway, all right, I'm going to open up the phone lines. Anyone wants to contribute? If not, I'll wrap up the program. Like I said, I always do that. I give everyone a chance to comment on everything I spoke about. You can do that if you want. All you got to do is press the number one. I know there's a couple people out there that I usually contact, but I'm not going to do that tonight. I don't know. Let's see here. I'm scanning the phone line here, and there hasn't been, I haven't had any guests lately. I'm going to start scheduling some guests. I'm going to start putting some guests through starting on Sunday. I think I'm going to schedule a guest. But if you want to contribute tonight and give some advice or talk about Trump, you know, the things that I talked about earlier, you can do it. Press the number one. If not, I'll start beginning to wrap up the program and tell you about Sunday's show. It's up to you. Whatever you want to do. I always allow people to participate. And I was hoping a few other family members were going to call in tonight to reiterate on Sunday's program, and they didn't have the courage to do so. So shame on them, really. You know, it saddens me. It really does. But by the way, Jason, my brother Jason, did listen to the program. On Sunday. That goes for Mike out in Wisconsin. I know you asked about Jason. Elizabeth Rondo asked about Jason. And Deborah Lewis was listening also that night. They were guests in the chat room. So hats off to them for listening to the program. Thank you for the support. And we do have a caller. So I'll go ahead with Vip Banker real quick here. Hopefully I got you. Go ahead, Vip Banker.
I'm here. Good evening. I just thought I'd, you know, chat in there for a second and, you know, tell you that was a good little rant you gave there. That's wonderful. As far as advice, I don't have any advice. I don't think I want to give any more advice because nobody ever takes it anyway. You know, but there does come a time, and you're not at that time yet, where, you know what, it's just not worthwhile to even worry about it anymore. You just make the police report, you get the attorney, they get arrested, you sue them, and you're done with it because you're going to worry yourself sick over people robbing you blind because that's what they're going to do.
Even if it's family, though? Even if it's family, though, in your opinion? I mean, even if it's family? And you know the situation.
Well,
you know that. We don't have to get into detail here, but you know the situation.
Well, if it's family or if it's anybody else, I'd give them the same, you know, ultimatum. This is what you did. This is what I want back. And you have this amount of time to do it. And you know what? If I don't have it back, this is what's going to happen. And I'd move forward. And you know, granted, sometimes people just don't know better and they have to live and learn. Sometimes people never live and learn. But if your young teenagers make stupid mistakes, they go by wrong decisions. But when you get into your late 20s and you get into your 30s and 40s, you should know better. You should know what's yours and what's not yours, what you should touch, what you shouldn't touch,
exactly.
And so on and so forth. But,
and not to interrupt you, hang on, BitBanker, hang on. And you know my situation. Look, I made a lot of mistakes when I was a teenager, okay? I'm now 44 years old. Those mistakes are gone. You know, and that's why I'm trying to pass down the knowledge to the younger ones, but they just won't listen. You know?
Well, Well, you've got that right. That's why I started this conversation with advice. I really don't feel like giving anymore because no one's going to listen because everybody knows better, even if they haven't done it. They want to do something they've never done. You've been doing it for 63 years, and you're trying to tell them something, and they won't listen to you. Now, granted, if I'm talking about me right now, which I'm not, if it was me, I could be doing it all wrong, but they've never done it. And if they at least don't try it your way, then they'll never know. But that's about it for tonight. I just thought I'd
jump
in there.
All right. Well, I got Mike on the line. So let's get Mike in here.
All right.
Here. Well, go ahead, Mike.
Hey, good evening. Hi, Joe.
And Mike, before you get started, I was thinking, you know, if we can't get Jeannie, your sister, to call in, why don't we try calling her live on the radio? What do you think? Would that be an option?
I guess. Your opinion, I mean, the odds of her answering the phone are kind of low. But, but to your situation.
Well, she will or she won't.
Yeah.
No, you're right. I mean, I hate how put her in on my language, putting her on the spot. I would rather inform.
That's what
her
I was asking
it.
You, Mike. I didn't want to put her on the spot. I was asking your opinion and what you thought. You know.
Yeah. I could write an email and see what she says, but.
Okay.
You know,
good idea.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Well, we'll see.
Well,
my,
okay.
My,
all right. Well, go ahead, Mike.
My opinion of what there's two things I'd like to say. One is about what's happening with you, and one is about with Trump. The thing that's happening to you, all I got to say is this: there's a right and they're wrong, and most people know the difference. I don't care who you are or how bad you are. You know the difference between right and wrong. The only difference is some get caught and some don't. Okay? I don't care if you're family. I don't care what you are. You do a wrong to me, either correct it or I will correct it. And if I correct
like
it...
Like Joe said, like Bitbanker said there, he said, hey, this is what I want. You got a certain amount of time to correct it, which is good advice. Am I right, Mike?
Right, and that's what I would do. I wouldn't wait, and I wouldn't wait long either because, I don't know what you want to say is the evidence gets cold, but you know what I'm saying. If you let this drag out a month or so, and then you take them to court or what have you, they're going to say, what did you wait a month for?
That's right. True. Good point.
You know?
Good advice, Mike. Good advice.
It could actually be 16 days before he hears back from his credit card because they have 10 business days to make a decision. And those 10 business days could be 2 full weeks plus 3 weekends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, how do I pay my bills? You know what that money was? That was my electric bill and my car insurance, you know? So the banks don't care. Oh, I apologize, sir. I apologize. That's all I get. And apologies don't pay the bills, you know?
I just wouldn't wait. I mean, you know, if you have a good idea or a good suspicion, a good feeling of who did it, I would either give them a call or I'd face them in person. That's what I'd do. And I would say, you know, the evidence points to you. And, if you want to make it right, you know, this is what I want. If you don't want to make it right, I says, well, then we're going to be dealing with the authorities. That's up to you. Doesn't make any difference to me.
You're right. Let me tell you this, Mike. Who in their right mind would use their debit card to pay a TV bill? They would pay $3, $6, $7, then $362. Who would do that? Obviously, someone was trying to test the waters to see if the card would work, right?
Right, exactly.
There
yep.
you go.
Yep.
And it all happened on November 25th,
the day this person moved into the residence, and this is my former residence. Now, I may have made a mistake by not forwarding the mail, but for God's sake, this is a family member. I mean, I made the mistake of not forwarding my mail right away, but that was on the agenda. But, you know, there has to be, I mean, for common sense, just use logic here. You wouldn't think someone would do this, you know?
I agree, but, you know, it takes all kinds, I guess, to make the world go around.
Yeah.
But,
the first day this person moves in there.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe make some money off of it somehow.
they pay your trip, that's about it.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mike.
Well,
go ahead.
The other thing I'd like to say about Trump, you know, he's proving himself before he has to prove himself. And, you know, that's like going for a job interview. You know, and what he did with Carrier was a really good thing. I mean, didn't have to do it, but he did it. So You're talking about Donald Trump, right? That's correct.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
I do have a couple of concerns. I don't think Mitt Romney should be anywhere near being, you know, accepted for any position. You know, I'd give him a broom and make him sweep the floors, but that's about it. You know, I mean.
I agree. And, Mike, Elizabeth Rondo, we'll get to you. Just hang on tight. I want Mike to finish his point because he had two things to talk about, okay? So hang on tight. Go ahead, Mike.
So, you know, with Trump, the other thing is Nancy Pelosi got reelected yesterday. You know, and that's sort of, you know, I guess that's, you know, there's good things that happen and bad things that happen. I don't understand how she got back in. You know, she's evil and she doesn't do the country any good. I mean, you know.
Yeah, we got to pass the bill before we read it.
Right.
You know,
and I just, of course, she's from California. You know, and those people out there have their head in the sand. And, you know, everybody's got to be kind to everybody. And, you know, don't water your grass if there's a shortage, or if there is a shortage, I'm going to water my grass anyway. You know what I'm trying to say? Anything goes, you know, whatever is in their head, you know, that's the law. But she, as far as I'm concerned, I can't think of a thing she did that's worth mentioning. And, you know, I just don't understand how we could vote in all these Republicans and then, you know, vote in the Antichrist of the House of Representatives, you know, and
well, Hillary would have been the Antichrist, Mike. Hillary would have been the Antichrist. Yeah, this Nancy Pelosi, she's a criminal.
A number of years ago there were pictures floating around of Nancy when she was going to pass that bill before they read it. And basically that picture would be, everybody basically has one in their house. If you got one of those full-length mirrors and you stand naked backwards in front of it, and then you look down underneath your legs at the mirror, that was the picture of Nancy. And listen, what about Trump and those tooth plants? He did that too.
Yeah. It's true.
Well, you know, and I think that, you know, Ford, Trump is trying his best. And that's all you can ask out of people. You know, try your best. You know, be as above board and honest as you can. You know, and, you know, if someone tries and aren't able to do it, you know, you don't go slap their hands and you know, demote them. You know, they tried their best.
True.
So, you know.
That's true, Mike.
Let's try again.
That's true.
You know, but these people stealing from you, I just, to me, It's terrible to have a family member do that to you, in my opinion. And
well, thanks, Mike. I appreciate that. But BitBanker knows exactly where I'm coming from. And like I said, I don't want to slander anyone here live on the air without 100% guaranteed proof. And if I get that, I will. And guys, you know I will. But Elizabeth Rondo, she don't call in very much, and this is Elizabeth Rondo from Yalesville. She wants to chip in tonight, so go ahead, Elizabeth Rondo in Yalesville. Go ahead. You got us all on the air with you. Go ahead.
Joe.
Yes.
Talk about this wasn't even family member that took advantage of me. He knew He knew that one of them, my family member, but he wasn't even a family member. He robbed me blind.
Really?
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about.
No, yes, I understand. But,
yeah.
But, you know, what do you do? How do you carry on? How do you carry on? I mean, did you prosecute this individual? Because I understand what you're talking about, but not in full detail. But go ahead.
No, I didn't do it because the other member was my family member.
I understand.
Yeah.
But
he
Elizabeth,
was a snake in a grass.
All right. Yeah, and I know what you're talking about. But Betty Rondo, that's what everyone knows you by. This is my grandmother, so I call her Granny. Granny, you know, what? I mean, where do you draw the line? I mean, like BitBanker said, or Mike said, when you're 40 years old, it's time to wake up. You can understand when someone's a teenager. They're going to make mistakes. You know, but when they're 40, 45 years old, and they've done nothing with their life, nothing, and they're destroying the good people in the family. They're devastating them.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? I mean, what do you think, Granny? What do you think?
Well, I guess it's too late now.
Yeah, the damage is
done.
Yeah.
Bye bye. Yeah.
Well, Granny, before I wrap up the show, why don't you just go ahead and say hello to everybody, and then we'll go ahead and touch base on the topics here tonight. So, if you want to say hi to Mike or BitBanker, go right ahead.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Betty.
Well, thank
Give
you.
Give me a call
right.
sometimes,
was-
Joe.
I'll right, do that, thanks. And if you answer the phone, I'll stop over.
Oh, okay. All right.
Thanks. I'm going to mute you, Elizabeth Rondo. Elizabeth Rondo, elderly member of the community in Yalesville, Connecticut. Always good to hear from you. A family member, a supporter of the program. That's good stuff. Good stuff, you know? And that's what we need to listen to nowadays because our society is lost. And if you missed out in the beginning of the program, you know what we were talking about. We're talking about fraud. You know, when family members steal from family members and you know that they're the ones and the culprits, what do you do? And we also opened up, like Mike was talking about, with Donald Trump. Donald Trump has done what he said he's going to do. He's fulfilled several campaign promises that he said he was going to do. And, we touched base on that tonight. So we had a pretty good show. And if there's anyone else who wants to chip in, you need to call in at 657-383-0616 or, go into the chat room. I'm not paying too much attention to the chat room. I know we got about, 10, 15 people in there maybe. So it's good to know that there's some people in the chat room listening. And like I said, I invite everyone onto the program. I just want to say one thing. I always bash this radio show that comes on to the Blog Talk Radio. I believe it should be banned, and that's Talk Real Solutions. And I believe they should be removed from Blog Talk Radio. They're racist.
They're disgusting. And people who hate like that, especially that Richard fellow who is supposed to be the CEO, he should be removed from Blog Talk Radio and banned and not allowed on. And listen, I'm all for the First Amendment, but you can't yell fire in a movie theater. And you can't tell somebody to dump gasoline on themselves and light yourself on fire. And that's just what he did when I was on there. And that scumbag, he deserves exactly what he gets in life, you know? And I'll pray for that individual. I'll pray he repents and heals his heart. Because shame on you, sir. Talk real solutions, folks. And Mike, you heard some of the rhetoric this dirtbag had to say about me. You know, it was nonsense. And people like that don't belong on the internet spewing their nonsense. You know, I can understand, look, we're getting to heated discussions on Blog Talk Radio. This is alternative media. And sometimes we'll all disagree, and sometimes we'll get to name-calling. But when you tell somebody they should commit suicide or light themselves on fire or say we need to burn the Constitution, rip it up and burn the Constitution, and you know where you need to go? Out. Get out. And Donald Trump brought that up. He voiced his opinion about that burning the American flag. You want to burn the American flag? You should be arrested. You should be prosecuted. You should be given a trial. And if found guilty, your citizenship should be revoked. And you should be deported. That's what I see in my opinion. In my opinion. Does anyone have an opinion on that? Does anyone have an opinion about burning the American flag? And Mike, I'll throw it to you. What's your opinion on burning the American flag, Mike?
I don't like it. That's a symbol, you know, of our country and what we stand for. You know, I remember standing up in school and saying the pledge to the flag. You know, I never had a problem with it. You know, and it was it was the start of the day. You know, after that, I mean, they got down to business. And, you know, for people to, you know, deface it, like, it bothers me. I bet you it really bothers a veteran worse because, you know,
Tell me, Mike, if you were living in the country of Egypt and you were a teenager going to an Egyptian school and after school you burned the Egyptian flag, what the hell do you think would happen to you?
You'd probably get your head chopped off. Yeah, you wouldn't be going to school the next day.
Exactly. You know, exactly. And, hey, look, Mike,
there's a couple
tonight,
ways to look at your flag. I think there's a couple ways what Trump didn't say and what I think. And of course, what I think doesn't matter, and I really don't know anything anyway. But from what I gathered, there's no laws against doing that whatsoever, and it's actually a freedom of speech. But you are in America, and you know if you're home living with your parents, and you're going to start MFing them and doing like you want and stealing credit cards and stealing money, then you don't deserve to live there. You need to get out now. To burn the American flag, I could be wrong. Like I said, I think the proper way to dispose of the flag is to burn it. But to viciously burn it and to pounce on it in the middle of the street, that's totally right. Those people don't deserve to be here.
That's right. And for the people in the chat room, I already talked to BitBanker. You know, we need to get these chat room. We need to get the chat room boosted up. Last night, the captain, he had over 30 people in the chat room, thanks to me. And all these people said they were going to log in tonight to my program, and I don't know where they are, but, you know, I guess he was talking about a heavy subject, and, you know, I'd like to see 30, 40 people in my chat room, you know. I believe we've achieved the popularity to do that. So, you know, like you said, Mike, with the show, contact your sister. You know, if she doesn't want to be on the phone, she can always go into the chat. And, you know, she's on Facebook, so why not? If she wants us to call her because she's worried about her phone bill or whatever, because,
you know, we can call her live on the program, and we could, because like you said, she has a lot of knowledge on certain topics, and I'd like to get into that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, there's an awful lot of people that, you know, could chime in and give a little bit of their, you know, expertise, let's say. You know, we have a lot more family than what's on here. But I'm not saying our family should be the whole show. But I think bringing
up... But it will attract others. But it will attract others. Like Joe and Sebastian Flory. He's a faithful supporter. I call him. He's there. Bam. He connects. All he did was ask me, hey, call me. So I make sure I get on. Boom. He's here. Every show that I call him, BitBanker, boom, he's here. You, Mike, boom, you're here. Elizabeth Rondo, boom, you're here. You know, Bridget, boom, you're here. Now, there's others that sometimes can't make it. I understand. They tell me why. But there's also others that are never here, and they should be here. You know, and but they're on Facebook gossiping. But they can't take the time to get on a live radio show where we can all talk together and talk about the problems we face every day together, you know? And that's a shame. That's a shame, Mike. Mike, I'll give you a couple minutes to wrap it up. I'll give BitBanker, and then we'll wrap up the show. So go ahead, Mike. You got the first couple minutes.
Okay, well, I still have a problem with... Trump picking Romney as anything. I mean, you know, the guy said just rotten things about him. And I know Trump, he wants to be the bigger man, okay? But, you know, if someone can call you these types of names and derogatory remarks about you and everything, do you want somebody like that standing next to you? You know, because... You know, if he can do it then, why can't he do it later? And that's in my opinion, of course. But, you know, I think who Trump is picking so far has been pretty good. I would like to see him pick Rudy, you know, as Secretary of State. I think he would be great. With Secretary of State, you don't need somebody that's kind of no-nonsense in a way. You know, remember Kissinger? You know, I mean, first
True.
Of all, you couldn't understand anything he said. And, you know, other nations and everything kind of like, you know, they kind of step back. And,
well, Kissinger is a new world order guy, Mike. We'll talk about that maybe the next show. Kissinger is not a good person. Trust me.
Yeah. Okay, but stack them up against Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State.
They're actually one and the same, Mike. We'll get into that maybe in the next show, Mike. But go ahead, finish up.
That would be something good to talk about because you know you kind of opened my eyes to something. Now I didn't, you know, I had no idea that what you're saying is you know was fact. You know, and
okay.
So, but anyway, I guess I'll give the floor to BitBanker and I'll say goodnight to everybody.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Night,
go
Mike.
Ahead, BitBanker. Last words to you. Go ahead.
I don't have too much to say, but you know, I don't follow politicians too much at all. I watch them to see what's going on. Of course, we all watch Trump and Hillary, you know, because that was the greatest show on earth. I mean, Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey don't have anything on them, that's for sure. They're politicians. Can you really believe anything they have to say? Now, you're talking about Mike's talking about the other guy in Trump. You know what? I think it's all just a big show anyway. And it's like you said before, you know, if they don't do what they're told, they could be driving through Dallas with the top down. Or in Reagan's case, wherever he was. So, and I think it's all a show, and they're going to do what they need to do to line their pockets, to make themselves wealthy, to make their family and friends wealthy, and they're going to keep the poor poor, and the middle, and the rich richer, and I think that's the way it's going to go. Good night, everybody.
All right. Well, thanks, everyone, tonight. Thanks for your support, too. Like I said, next couple of days, I'll be battling it out with the bank. Like I said, I don't get this fixed. That was my electric bill and my car insurance. I'll be driving around with no car insurance in 10 days, and maybe on Christmas my lights will be turned off. So, you know, that's the way it goes because, you know, hey, we live in tough times. You know, it's the holidays. We all spend a lot of money during the holidays, and that's the way it goes. When someone robs you, it's devastating. You know, it's devastating. Devastating. So, hey, I'll do whatever I got to do to survive. I always have. And, you know, there are a couple family members out there that I know I can count on. Very few, of course. But there are some. And we'll go from there. You know, unfortunately, these things happen. You know, you put your trust in a family member and look what happens. You know, they rob you blind. And the proof is there. And if I get 100% documented proof, you're damn right, I'll broadcast it on this radio show. I swear to you I will. But not until. So I'm not going to slander somebody if I don't know for sure. Because you never know. You don't know what's really going on out there. But I'm going to be investigating. I'm going to work on it. Hey, $400, guys. You know, that's a lot of money to someone with two kids. You know, that's a lot of money with someone with two kids. You got to remember that. So, you know, I lose that, you know, I struggle for a little while. So, hey, good night, everybody. God bless. Take care. I'll see you on Sunday.